The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. So, kind of a simple homily to start off this season of Advent. When our Lord sent out the apostles, Andrew preached the gospel in many nations, but above all, he was sent to the country of Greece. And the Greeks have a very special title that they've given to Andrew. They call him the Protokletos, which means the first called. It's amazing if you think about it, of the billions of people who would follow our Lord all down through the ages, Andrew was the first. When he was a follower of John the Baptist, when John saw our Lord and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God," it said Andrew followed him. Andrew, we don't often think about it, he was the one who converted his brother Peter. Remember, he goes to Peter and he says, "I've seen the Messiah." No one knew our Lord as Messiah before Andrew did. So Andrew, that means that his heart must have been awaiting the Savior. He would have been looking for him, otherwise he would not have followed him. So he had a heart that sought the Lord. And so it's such a fitting feast day to begin this season of Advent, because that's what the church calls all of us to. To set our hearts aflame anew, to seek our Savior, because he's going to come again. And so at the start of this season of Advent, Advent is different than Lent, because in Lent it's a season of sacrifice, it's a season of penance. Advent is a season of anticipation. And so the church says it's good to do something to help to open our hearts anew to our coming Lord. And so you might make a decision today, okay, during this season of Advent, what can I do that I'll be better prepared when our Lord comes? And it might be as a family, you say, you know what, let's pray the rosary during the season of Advent. Now, you're all going to be going to daily mass, and that's acceptable, but you have to be here anyway, so you might do something extra. But parents who are here with their kids, you might say, okay, during the season, I'm going to attend daily mass. It might be a certain prayer that you say every day. It might be making a visit to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament all throughout this season. I would ask the Holy Spirit, "Holy Spirit, place something upon my heart that I can do throughout this season so that when Christmas comes, I'm more ready than ever before to greet our Lord." Because he says when he finally comes at the end of time, it'll be like when he first came and the inns were closed. They were not ready for him. In fact, they rejected the coming Savior. And we don't want to be among that number.